It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and what are we doing here? Hello, what are we doing here?
We're talking to Jeremy.
I said we're not talking to him.
We are. You always say this every single time.
Because I don't like talk. Listen, my name's on the show, along with yours, so that means I have a say.
Well, you had a say in the last segment, so I have a say in this. We're talking to Jeremy, your redneck cousin. Hi, Jeremy.
2019, y'all. We did it.
What did we do, Jeremy? What did we do?
What did we do? We had a good time is what we did.
Tell us about the holidays, because we know that some drama must have happened. If you're new to the show, we always have to give this quick recap. So all this drama started, and we started having Jeremy on the show when Jeremy went to Joe's house and tried to drug him with Adderall to get him to lose weight without him knowing. Joe found out.
He was mad. Trying to lose weight.
Kicked him out of his house. They threw some rolls at each other Thanksgiving, and the whole family is on either Team Joe or Team Jeremy, and now we have Jeremy on to tell us about Christmas, because I'm sure something happened there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, Happy New Year and stuff. And you guys make any New Year's resolutions?
Save a little bit more money, Joe. What is yours?
To really get serious about just trying to work out and eat right. And I've been doing good so far one day in.
Well, Jeremy will be excited about that since he tried to drug you.
Well, drug or help, you know, whatever.
Well, you do you have some resolutions, Jeremy?
Yeah. Well, it's official. I decided to I'm going back to get my GED.
Good.
Well,
that's
awesome. Cool. When did you drop out again? Was that like 8th grade?
No, I made it to 10th.
Okay.
And I didn't really drop out. I just stopped going.
Well, that's kind of the same thing, but, you know, tomato, tomato, I guess.
Well, I'm proud of you. That's great.
Right, yeah, so I'm going to get smart and stuff, you know, and, you know, maybe someday I could be a doctor or a lawyer or like a professional fireworks shooter or something. I don't know.
Do it all.
Yeah, pyrotechnics. Yeah. Okay, Jeremy.
Be a firework doctor. Hey, sky's the limit. We live in America.
I'm going to quit smoking too, Joey.
Well, that's good. You know I have asthma. That's one thing that bothers me. Jeremy, my cousin, knows I have asthma because I've had it since I was a kid. And I never had an asthma attack, but it really gets me sick and I have a hard time breathing when I'm around cigarette smoke. And he's always smoking. He even tries to smoke inside.
I bet you smokes Marlboro Reds.
No, I smoke Winston's.
Okay. Winston's?
I don't even know what Winston's are. Yeah, okay. So cool. So what are you doing? Like the patch, or how are you gonna get off smoking?
No, I'm going to get one of those vape pens.
Okay, good luck with that.
A vape pen?
Yeah, vape pen. Have you heard of Juul?
Yes.
I've heard of a Juul before,
Liv the web girl who is finishing up her vacation right now in Hawaii while all of us slum it here like the peasants we are. She has a boyfriend that we call Juul Daddy on the show because he always smokes Juuls.
Oh, yeah, they look pretty cool. I've been researching them online, but they're pretty expensive. You know, so I'm gonna keep my eye on like eBay and Craigslist and stuff for like a used one. I don't know if I'm gonna find one.
There's not gonna be anything inside of it if it's used.
Like a used one.
Well, they're expensive. I don't know if you guys know the pricing or whatever, but
it's like $60.
I've also decided I'm gonna be super careful this year. It is my goal to not step foot in an STD clinic.
That's a great goal to have. I am very proud of you for that.
Why
I think
is that
that's
a
great.
Great goal? Because you're gonna be abstinent? Are you?
No, I'm just gonna be more selective.
That's not the way that you do it.
No, you need to use protection, or you need to wait till you're married and not be having sex at all.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
So what happened during Christmas? Did Joe get you a present?
Did say what?
Did Joe get you a present for Christmas? What happened over Christmas?
So on Christmas, my family up here in Michigan, my mom and Beetle were going to Mount Pleasant.
Who's Beetle?
Oh, that's my stepdad.
Okay.
They were going to Mount Pleasant to hit up the casino. So I was bored, right? I didn't have anything else to do, so I decided to drive down to Ohio and, you know, surprise everybody, Joey and Lindsay and Aunt Melissa and Meemaw Carol.
Right, so to just pause your story real quick, if you are new to the show, we live in Indianapolis, Indiana, but you can hear our show also in Houston, Texas.
Right.
He's like, right.
Okay, so
Jeremy doesn't know anything.
Well, I know Jeremy.
Please
don't
know. You're going to make his head explode.
It's just going to be confusing to the people listening in
Texas. Grandma and my mom live in Ohio, so that's where I went for the holidays to visit
them. All I know is I got on 75 and went south. That's all I know.
Okay, and so what happened when you got to Joey's grandma's house or whatever?
Well, I'm pretty sure there was like a Facebook group chat or something, and I couldn't like RSVP to anything, and they didn't even really like tell me about it, so I had to like hear it, you know, secondhand that they were having this little party, cuz I'm still banned from Facebook because Mark Zuckerberg, he hasn't restarted my account yet.
Okay. Okay, well, why are you banned?
We didn't really plan on inviting him, by the way.
Well, yeah, I have so many questions. First, why, can you get into why you were banned on Facebook or no?
I probably shouldn't.
Okay, that's fine. So then you find out about the Christmas charade in Ohio and you show up, and then what happens? I'm sure Joe was not happy.
I mean, he wasn't thrilled, but he wasn't like mean about it either. I mean, you know, he let me in the house and stuff, so that was nice. But dinner was great. Dinner was real nice, and there was lots of food, and everything was real good. But Joe's got a dog. You guys know about Benny?
Yes, Benny and Paddington are Joe's dogs.
Right. So Benny kept begging me for food, and Joe was like, "Don't give him any food." So, you know, I was being a respectable guest. But the dumb dog, he wouldn't go away. He just kept begging for food. Mm-hmm. So I started politely growling at him, you know. And then he tries to nip at me. So I figure the only way to, you know, show him is to get down on all fours. So I'm down on the ground, and I start barking at him, and I nip back at him.
You bit the dog?
He said, Jeremy says, I'm like, you got to show a dog dominance.
Yeah, but you got to be alpha male.
And so I'm sure Joe wasn't happy about that. I'm sure Lindsay, Joe's wife, was really not happy.
No, my wife Lindsay can barely stand Jeremy as it is. She actually likes him more than I do. But the fact, can you imagine, you're eating Christmas dinner, we're having sloppy Joes, and then Jeremy, my cousin, is there, and he's on all fours next to the pee pad where the other dog is, my dog, and he's barking at him and, like, nipping, like a dog will, like, bite for dominance.
All this is amazing, and I'm just mad you didn't get it on video.
Well, yeah, no, so Joey got pretty mad, and he wouldn't let me stay the night there, so I had to get back in my car and drive all the way back to Michigan after dinner, and then he didn't even thank me for the gifts that I gave him.
What were the gifts?
Well, you can talk about it. I don't think they were really gifts that you gave me.
Well, I got you fishing lures, man.
Fishing lures? What's wrong with that? Do you fish, Joe?
Yeah, I love fishing.
Well, see, there you go. I know that. And that now when you come up, we can go fishing. And I got Lindsay a pink trucker hat that said Juicy on it.
Juicy.
All right. Well, that's my cousin Jeremy.
Okay. This is as good as I thought it was going to be. You're welcome for getting Jeremy on the phone.
Don't thank me. Like, do we have your family members on here that are embarrassing to you?
No, because that's the thing. None of my family members are as cool as Jeremy or as funny.
Don't encourage him.
New Year's Eve was pretty fun, too.
What happened there?
Well, me and a bunch of friends, you know, obviously we got wasted. We drank a bunch of Jaeger, and then we got wasted off Jaeger and this champagne that we stole from Walmart.
Ooh.
Don't steal.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I was telling the guys, but they were like, dude, we all have big coats on and stuff. I probably shouldn't.
Gosh.
I probably shouldn't tell you this. We took something else, too.
What?
You know those, like, electric scooters you see people riding on?
Yeah.
Yeah, we took one of those.
Yeah, that wasn't a good idea, Jeremy.
They track those things. Like, they know you have it.
We don't want to have to collect calls into the county jail when you call into this show. So please stay out of jail. Stay out of the STD clinics. That's your New Year's resolution. And stop stealing.
All right, maybe we'll take it back then.
All right. Bye, Jeremy.
All right, love you, buddy.
He's so great. He's my favorite.
You didn't say I love you, too.
Because I don't love him.
You have to love your family.
Who right now listening thinks I should love my cousin Jeremy?
Me.
833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Oh, wait. Let me try to pick up a phone real quick right here and see if I got anybody. Hold on. Hey, what do you think? Exactly. Exactly.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, Alex, what are you working on? I know the garbage will be coming up in a few minutes. What do you got?
We have an update on what R. Kelly is saying after that explosive docuseries. Post Malone has people worried, and what happened to Kevin Spacey yesterday in court?